It's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We do it each and every week. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Topic number three, Patrick. Dateline, Charlotte, North Carolina, last week at the Quail Hollow Championship. A first for long-hitting lefty Bubba Watson. The first time in Bubba's career he finished better than Tiger Woods when both were playing in the same PGA Tour event. Bubba Watson finished in second place, a shot behind Sean O'Hare, who got the victory. Tiger Woods finished in fourth. So a first for Bubba Watson, but he's still chasing that ultimate first, his first PGA Tour win. Pat, we talked about Bubba's length last week with Randy Mel from the Golf Channel, golfchannel.com. Randy obviously thinks that Bubba Watson is soon going to win on the PGA Tour. I tend to agree with him. Bubba's got too much talent. He's led the PGA Tour three straight years in driving distance, but as of yet, that has not translated to a win. How much longer until we see the immensely gifted Bubba Watson win?
Well, how old's Bubba? Is he
30? I think he's 28.
Okay, so I thought he was maybe 30.
Let me
31.
Check. I got the tour guide.
But if he's still in his 20s, I'll give him this. What's happening on the PGA Tour over the last like year or so, and Vijay Singh mentioned this at Quail Hollow, is that they are cutting the rough from about 4 inches. They had it, you know, they were leaving it grow up a little higher, and now it's about 2 inches. That helps Bubba immensely because, as you mentioned, he's the longest hitter on tour, but he also sprays it a little bit, as guys who, you know, are long hitters tend to do. So if the PGA Tour is making a concerted effort to keep that rough a little bit lower, a guy like Bubba can overpower a course in a weird way, like Quail Hollow or, you know, like a Doral, something like that, where you can spray it a little bit and still get away with it, maybe not at Quail Hollow as much. But of course, like Doral, where you don't have a ton of trees and things like that, he might get away with spraying a little bit. If they go back to making the rough a little bit higher, I think Bubba's going to have problems with that. With all that said, obviously the guy's got a ton of talent, but I think what might happen with him, Russ, you know, he's got three runner-up finishes in the last 3 years, so he's close. He's knocking on the door. Once you start getting into your early 30s, if it hasn't happened to you yet, that's when I think the self-doubt starts to kick in, and maybe it's one of those where I don't know what I need to do to win, or he's got to almost luck into it, post a score, have everybody else fall behind him, you know, while he's in the clubhouse and win that way. I think the older he gets, the more difficult it's going to be. If he hasn't gotten that win soon, and I'm talking in the next year or two, it might become more of a psychological factor with him. He has a ton of talent, you know, can putt the ball pretty well, but the driver, in a weird way, being his strength, is also going to be a weakness with him, specifically to what the tour does with the rough lengths as we go forward. And I think you're going to see him, if he doesn't break through here in the next year or so, the self-doubt, the little demon that's on every golfer's shoulder, is going to start creeping in.
Okay, just one note. We talked about Bubba Watson's age. He is actually 30. He will turn 31 November 5th of this year. So he is 30 years of age. Best career PGA Tour finish. Tie for second at the 2007 Shell Houston Open. Also, he tied for second at the 08 Buick Open. And, of course, second last week at Quail Hollow. He also had a tie for fifth at the 07 U.S. Open in Oakmont. So he's playing pretty well. He's getting close. He's knocking on the doorstep, but still yet to get that first PGA Tour win. But he does have one career professional victory. It came at last year's CVS Caremark Charity Classic when he teamed with Camilo Vajegas.
No, doesn't count.
So a University of Georgia Bulldog teaming with a Florida Gator to win the silly season event that's hosted by Brad Faxon and Billy Andrade. How about that?
Doesn't count. Two-man event number one, and can't even pronounce the title of it, so that throws it out right there. All right, Russ, number four going to you. Speaking of a guy that has not won lately, although at one time was the number one player in the world and former players champion, David Duval. I'll read you this little snippet from Golf World this week. To end his first round at the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill in March, David Duval pumped his tee shot so far out of bounds left that the ball cleared a cart path, a row of trees, and a couple of maintenance sheds. He had no visible reaction, but wearing sunglasses as big and black as a total eclipse, who could tell? Dave Duval hit another ball, picked up his tee, swallowed his double bogey, and moved on. He has been doing that a lot lately. At 37, the former world number one continues to persist through a slump that has covered most of the last decade. He has kept the faith, and that ought to be a step in the right direction for someone who has seemed so lost easy question, Russ. And we talk about David, you know, right. at least a couple times every year. Is he going to win again? Or is this just one of those bizarre mysteries in sports where a guy just loses it and never gets it back?
It is just surprising to me how he has fallen so far. And it happened quickly about 8 years ago, and it's kept that way ever since. Now, he obviously was the number one player in the world at one point. He's 37 years old now, so he's getting up there to where, you know, golfers, their best window is usually in the late 30s and early 40s, that 10-year stretch between about 34 and 44. So he's right in the middle of that right now. He's now ranked 858th in the world. That is unbelievable to me, and he's still searching for that first win since 2001. His last victory was 8 years ago at the 2001 British Open, and he of course once shot the 59 to win the 1999 Bob Hope Chrysler Classic. And he's a changed man now. Obviously, he's a lot heavier than he used to be. At one point, he was in great shape. He looks like he weighs probably, I would say, 50 pounds more than he weighed when he was ranked number one in the world in 1999, 2000, and 2001. And he's a husband now, and he's a father. He's married, his wife Susie. They've got five kids, Dino, Nick, Shailene, Brandon, and Sienna. So he's now a family man. He's a father. That's more important to him now than his golf is. So I don't know if there's that desire anymore. Here's another one of his problems: finding tournaments to play in. He is using this year his one-time earnings exemption for being top 50 career on the PGA Tour. So he's using that one-time exemption, and he's only made two cuts in 10 events this year. He finished tied for 55th at Pebble Beach and tied for 59th at Riviera. That's not going to get him in the top 125 at the end of this year to be a tour card exempt for 2010. So at the end of this year, he's using his one-time exemption. He's probably not, unless he has a great last 6 months of the season, probably not going to get his tour card. Either he goes to Q school this fall, or he just relies on his status as past champion. Now, here's his problem. Of his 13 tour wins, many events either no longer exist: Kingsmill, Tucson, World Series of Golf, Atlanta, the Bell South, and the Buick Challenge, or there is no status for past champions like the Mercedes-Benz, the Tour Championship, and this week's Players Championship, where he won 10 years ago in 1999. So I tell you what, David Duval, in my opinion, he's going to have to go to Q school. But you say, well, he's a father now. Golf is not his number one priority. Is he the type of guy who is going to go to Q school? I don't think so. I at one point, I thought David Duval would win again on the PGA Tour. I did also thought the same thing about John Daly. I think in both cases, I don't think these guys will ever win again on the PGA Tour.
Good points all, Russ. I actually think John Daly has a better chance of winning on the PGA Tour than David Duval. And I every year you hear these guys, experts on Golf Channel, NBC, whatever, say, this is the year David Duval is going to win again. I'm like, well, what has given you any indication in the past 10 years that he's capable of doing that? Every once in a while, you have a little glimpse of, you know, he'll shoot a 65 or something like that. But he quickly follows that up, usually like with an 80. And if you look at the scorecard's not bad, but there'll be like four holes where he's taking triple bogeys. And pros don't do that, Russ. There's something mentally that's happened with David that I just don't know if he can play golf to that level anymore. I love the guy. I had a chance to meet him up in Jacksonville, where he's from, at just a scramble tournament I was playing up there about 10 years ago when he was just before the height where he became number one. Very unassuming guy. We came up onto the green and he was just standing there by himself, nobody with him. And I'm like, I think that's Duval. And we went and talked to us. Couldn't have been more personal. Nice guy. You kind of guy you really want to root for. And you don't see that, you know, with the sunglasses and the image he portrays out there. But I the only thing I can tell you, Russ, is I don't think he'll go back to Q school. I think he'll get sponsors exemptions or almost as long as he wants them, you know, from various tournaments. But that's not enough to get you in the consistency of playing that you can start to work on whatever deficiencies you have to get to that point where you can get back into the 125. So unfortunately, like you said, David's not super old. 37 is like you're talking about, pretty much the prime of your golfing career. I would never say never with anybody, but I don't see anything out of him that's showing me a consistency of play that you can at some point say he will win again. These people that say he's going to win again are nuts. You need to see at least a couple years out of him where he's getting in or around the top 20 once in a while to then say, okay, something's happening now. He is going to be ready to win. You don't see that. He doesn't make top 20s anymore.
Right.
So how you're just going to vault somebody into the, you know, the winner's circle with that, I don't think is going to happen.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. That was another award-winning edition of the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment. We do it each and every week here on the program, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf. And it's brought to you, as always, by PGA National Resort and Spa.